Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talking with Void Dancer here on Loud and Local. That was former Self Portrait. If you like these tunes, how can we support you guys? Pick up the album and whatnot. Why don't you throw out a links real quick to get your music and whatnot?
If you get really confused, you can go to voiddancer.com and that'll link out to everything else.
Awesome.
You can also just Google Void Dancer, and besides some weird video game stuff that comes up, you should be the top one. Spotify, voiddancer.bandcamp.com. I think that's what it is on Facebook too, right? Or is it Void Dancer Band at Facebook?
I'm pretty sure it's Void Dancer Band on Facebook. That's the only one that's a slight variation. Other than that, just Void Dancer everywhere you look.
Pretty easy. Pretty easy to remember. Okay, so we all know that this has been a kind of a unprecedented, weird, and stressful time. Can be obviously pretty negative sometimes if you're just, you know, kind of constant news cycle, always just getting this weird information, just kind of, you know, can be stressful and sad and whatnot. If you could pick a couple albums or an album that can bring your mood up, like never fails to like get you happy or stoked or just like bring you back out of a bummer mood. If you could pick one, what's an album that will always lift you up?
I don't know. If we're talking summertime vibes lately, I've been listening to that Melting Sun album from Lantlos, if you're familiar.
I'm not familiar.
You should check it out. It's good. It's I guess what they call kind of like black gaze, like
sure.
Gaze,
yeah.
Black metal kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But no, it's still heavy and it's got some cool parts, but it's I don't know. It feels good to be outside. Awesome. When you're listening to it. Either that or like something weird, like Talking Heads, but I don't think anybody else in the band's going to agree with that one.
Some good melody. Yeah, some catchy stuff. What about you, Steven?
I'd say my big recent one has been Spirituality and Distortion by Igor. That album just completely blew me away and just out of control front to back. That is a weird album, but I love it.
Cool, man. I got to dig into both of those, actually, Lentlos, and I've seen the Igor. I've seen the name a bunch, and I got a link to check out the record, but I haven't listened to it yet. Was it pretty progressive?
Oh, I highly recommend it. It's just strange. Like I will say that, you know, I'd say its roots are in death metal, but it's okay. This weird mix of death metal and dubstep electronic kind of stuff. With just all kinds of crazy ear candy all the way through it. It is well worth a listen.
Right on, man. I'll do that.
Do you want to hear my cool guy tape record collector stance on that?
Yeah.
I can just sum it up real quick. His first band was better, which is true. Have you ever listened to Worker, like WHURKRR? It's something weird like that, but, it's like that without all the dubstep. It's just noise.
Wow.
But yeah, no, Igor's sick.
Exactly.
Wow, Steven, you're getting weird like that, buddy. That's cool.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
You're gonna get some dubstep on the next Void Dancer record.
Korn's done enough of that. I think we're good.
Okay.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, guys, so I get you both drunk as hell, whether or not you drink or not. I'll just go along with this. So I get you drunk or messed up or whatever, and we're at a karaoke bar, and you got to pick one song. We're all watching. What's your go-to karaoke song? Steven, let's start with you.
Oh, if I had to say anything, it's got to be The Bad Touch by Bloodhound Gang.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the old school stuff.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals.
That's right.
I've got a signature one. I mean, it's pretty standard, but... You can't go wrong with Mother by Danzig.
Yes, absolutely.
As long as you're just like really into it. You can't half-ass that one.
Mother. No, you can't do it like that.
No.
You got to take your shirt off.
Yeah, you got to take your shirt off, expose the giant belt buckle, and just, whoa, you know?
That was pretty good. Whoa.
I told you, man, I got it.
Damn. All right. All right, man. Last question really here before we jump into the last song and you guys give your thank yous and goodbyes. But pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got that scar. Give you a second.
Yeah.
Anything?
You look like you got something bad.
Anything popping up, Clint?
No, I've just got a lot of weird scars.
Let's hear them.
Luckily it's not a stab wound from a show I played, so that's cool.
Yeah.
But no, I've got a big chunk out of my shin because I was carrying gear from one of my old bands, like out of our basement that we practiced in, and it had a big kind of like storm door.
Okay.
And I tripped carrying a cab, landed on the concrete, and then the storm door fell and just clamped it, so there's a big chunk missing out of my shin.
Jesus.
When that breaks in half, I hope that's a $15 show for everyone.
That is very brutal. Holy crap. What about you, Steven?
Well, I guess I have these three scars going across my shoulder from having had some orthoscopic surgery on my rotator cuff. Got my shoulder dislocated pretty badly a few times, and just had to get surgery on it to get it fixed.
Were you an athlete, or how did that happen?
Well, let's just say I ended up in the wrong place at the wrong time and ended up in a crowd of people that didn't go out so well and ended up with me and my stuff being, let's just say I got my ass kicked and got some of my stuff stolen and then ended up on the ground with a dislocated shoulder.
Man, that Backstreet Boys reunion was really rough, wasn't it?
Brutal.
Oh, that's what it was.
Brutal. Right on. Well, thanks for the
dangerous crowd.
Thanks for the insight into your crazy lives. Actually, Clint, I might as well ask you. So, what brought you to the Northwest, dude?
So I got a job out here. I was working for a company, like a national company, and they hired me to come work at their office. So that was pretty cool. I'd been out here a few times, and I always loved it. So I literally think the last time I was here, I was like, yo, I'm going to move there like within a couple of years.
Nice.
And sure enough, it happened. And I always like bands from here and stuff. So figured it was a place I needed to be, where the mountains meet the ocean.
So what neighborhood did you move to? Did you decide on?
I live in Queen Anne.
Oh, cool. Right on. I live in Inner Bay, like right by Queen Anne. So just down by the Whole Foods on 15th. So if anyone wants to stalk me and they're listening to the interview, I guess just meet me at the Whole Foods. See you there.
see you at the hot bar.
Exactly, man. Right on, guys. Well, yeah. Is there any thank yous and shout outs and, final words, any words of encouragement you'd like to send anyone during this strange time? Any thank yous or whatever you want to end this with?
I don't think we shouted out our boy Gavin Olson, who helped us record the EP. So thanks, Gavin, at Three Moons Audio. Thanks to all of our wonderful significant others for supporting us getting weird and doing our thing. And I don't know. Whoever's listening, just do your thing. Just do it. Don't worry about what anybody else says. Just do it. It's going to be fine. You're going to learn. It's going to be weird. 2020 is a strange time. Learn something about yourself. Learn to cook. Get weird. I don't know. Go outside. Have fun.
What's something I'm sorry to butt into this real quick, Clint, but I got to agree. Just do it is kind of something I've been thinking about, because we've all been forced into this weird time where I think that we're all going to come out of this with some like weird kind of skills on our tool belts. Like, I never really knew how to do video editing. I didn't know how to do video interviews. And, now I've got like a home podcast studio and I'm learning some different things. And, I think we're all just going to kind of have some new things to add to our tool belts, which is cool. If I'm good.
You're either going to come out of it with new skills or even weirder mental illness than you had before. So
yeah, or even like 60 pounds of extra weight. Yeah.
Steven, I know, has been doing videos and stuff too. So
nice.
Like I was saying during the break, better watch out. We're going to start our own podcast now. We're just going to do it. We're coming after you, bud.
We'll be the only two podcasts in the world. Steven, what about you, man? What, any final words, any, thank yous or anything?
I think Clint said it best. Huge thanks to Gavin for helping us out with all of it. And couldn't have said it better. Just do it.
Do it.
Make the best out of this time. Yeah, just make the best out of the time we have while everything's kind of shut down, and then do what you can and get back to work when we can.
All right, guys, I like that. And Clint, what was that?
I was going to say. And continue to support your local artists and musicians, and especially your local venues, because you're going to feel real silly if none of them are around when you go back outside again. So check out Save Our Stages and support any venues any way you can. We want to play for y'all.
Absolutely. Tabloid Obituaries is a song we're going to go into, but what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to step away from the microphone, and I'm going to make you guys be the role of DJ. You guys have to be as cheesy as possible. I'm talking Morning Zoo radio show. I want you guys to do the cheesiest radio introduction to Tabloid Obituaries, all right?
I don't know if we should do that.
No?
Steven, do you have your radio voice?
Oh, I'm going to have to work on that one.
I think you're just going to have to be like the real bummer one. It's like, okay, whatever.
Clint and Steven here with the morning show. Here comes a brand new track.
No, that sounds stupid. Just check out our song Tabloid Obituaries. It's real good. Steven, what do you think?
Couldn't agree more. Check it out.
Honk honk. Awooga.
I'm a sexual boy, all your big conditions are just
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.